Hello, I'm Mike Roberts, welcoming you to this, the fifth programme in my new 10-part music series, The Golden Years. And as those listeners who have been with me from the start will know, the golden years to which I'm referring are those contained within the genre loosely referred to as the Great American Songbook, the golden years of which spanned more than three decades from the 1930s to the 1960s. Last week I devoted my fourth programme entirely to the music style known as swing. And this week, as promised, I shall be featuring golden year songs from across the water, or more accurately, the songwriters, their songs and the artists who brought their contribution to us from the UK side of the Atlantic, what I'm going to call, just for this one show, the Great British Songbook. My first choice is one written by British lyricist Eric Mashwitz, with music by Manning Sherwell. They had enjoyed an earlier hit in the early years of the Second World War with A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. With the war over, Mashwitz travelled to the United States, where he was virtually unknown, to try his luck. No great success, really, and after his stay, he returned home. However, during his time in New York, he had a short romance with the Chinese-American actress Anna May Wong. Sadly, unrequited. But he did write a song on his return clearly influenced by that unfulfilled romance with Anna May Wong. Here is that song, These Foolish Things.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, and you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who is to answer? Or how the ghost of you clings? These foolish things remind me of you. Smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, two lovers on the street who walk like dreamers. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you so near to me. The sigh of midnight trains in empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. these foolish things remind me of you. Remind me of you. Remind me of you.
Rod Stewart and the Eric Mashwitz Manning Shearwell Evergreen, These Foolish Things. And like all modern-day singers, when their own particular styles begin to wane, they all return to the standards to prolong their careers and, in Rod's case, I think you'll agree, do it extremely well. Let's go back to 100 years ago and a young 23-year-old Welshman, David Ivor Davis, but by this time more familiarly known as Ivor Novello, who was beginning to make a name for himself as a songwriter. And one of his early compositions became enormously popular during the First World War, Keep the Home Fires Burning. As his career progressed, he enjoyed acting, appearing in his own lavish West End productions of musicals. There was Careless Rapture, Crest of the Wave, Perchance to Dream, and the two best-known, Glamorous Night and The Dancing Years. It is from his 1949 musical, Perchance to Dream, that I've selected my one and only Ivor Novello contribution from the Great British Songbook. Here's Vince Hill and We'll Gather Lilacs.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again, and walk together down an English lane, until our hearts have learned to sing again. When you come home once more, and in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let go. Your eyes will tell me all I want to know. When you come home once more, we'll learn to love anew the simple joys we knew and shared together night and day. We'll watch without a sigh the moments speeding by, when life is free and hearts are gay. My dream is here for you to share, and in my heart, my dream becomes a prayer. We'll gather lilacs in the spring again, and walk together down an English lane, until our hearts have learned to sing again. When you come home once more, and in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me all I want to know. When you come home once more.
From the Ivor Novello musical Perchance to Dream, Vince Hill and We'll Gather Lilacs. Grove's Musical Dictionary records of Novello, he was, until the advent of Andrew Lloyd Webber, the 20th century's most consistently successful composer of British musicals. His ashes were interred at Golders Green Cemetery, marked by a plaque that reads, Ivor Novello, 6th of March 1951, till you are home once more, and they lay buried beneath a lilac bush. Noel Coward is my next British inclusion. Sir Noel Pierce Coward, as he later became, began his performing life as an actor, ultimately graduating to starring in plays that he wrote himself. Three of probably the most well-known of these were Private Lives, Blithe Spirit, and This Happy Breed. He was to demonstrate in all his works of this sort a satirical humour and a gift for witty dialogue. And a series of reviews he wrote brought us the likes of Mad Dogs and Englishmen that became guaranteed requests wherever and whenever he performed. So I've chosen what is a personal selection and a favourite of mine from Noel Coward's operetta, Bitter Sweet, first published in 1929, If Love Were All.
I believe in doing what I can, in crying when I must, and laughing when I choose.
Claire Teal with that sensitive and beautiful interpretation of Noel Coward's If Love Were All. Moving on in the personalities who were a part of what became known as the era of the Golden Age of British music, and the name Ray Noble is prominent. He was an English bandleader, actor, composer, arranger, and radio personality. He wrote both music and lyrics for a number of popular songs during this Golden Age. and following Novello and Coward, I would describe him as the third of the trio that dominated the music and song of the period that began in the late 1920s and was to musically characterize the following three decades. A number of Ray Noble's compositions subsequently became standards, one of which was Love is the Sweetest Thing. And one of the characteristics of a standard is that it is adaptable to being performed in a number of quite different styles to that which the composer might have originally envisaged. And to demonstrate what I mean, here is Claire Teal again, with her interpretation of Love is the Sweetest Thing.
Happiness to everything as a love's old story. Love is the strangest thing, no song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love's old story. Whatever heart may desire, whatever fate may send, this is the tale that never will tire. This is the song without end. Oh, love is the sing, the oldest yet the latest thing. I only hope that fate may bring love's story to you. Oh, love is the sweetest thing. What else on earth could ever bring such happiness to everything as love's old story. Love is the strangest thing, no song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love's old story. Whatever heart may desire, whatever fate may send, this is the tale that never will tire. This is the song without.
A swinging contribution from Claire Teal with Ray Noble's Love is the Sweetest Thing. The years were passing and a new style of music was slowly emerging in Britain that soon became known as the Mersey Sound. A number of different groups were all contributing to it, among which were a group of four young men calling themselves the Beatles. They were destined to revolutionise popular music. And when they took their music across the Atlantic, the Americans referred to it as the British Invasion. Each Beatle had and demonstrated his own talent, three of whom demonstrated theirs through the songs they wrote. The songs of Lennon and McCartney are well known and respected worldwide. Titles like Yesterday, A Hard Day's Night, She Loves You, Penny Lane, Eleanor Rigby, When I'm 64, the list just goes on and on. But it is a song composed, words and music, by George Harrison, sometimes referred to as the third Beatle, that I've chosen to represent the Fab Four. It is a very beautiful love song, but not once is the actual word love used in the lyrics. Its title is Something, and here to perform it is another of the UK's very own Dame Shirley Bassey.
Something in the way he moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way he wounds me, I don't want to leave him now. Somewhere in his smile, he knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in his style that shows me don't want to leave him now. You know I believe him how. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know, I don't know. You stick around and it may show. I don't know, I don't know. Something in the way he knows, and all I have to do is think of him. Something in the thing he shows me, I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe in how.
Dame Shirley Bassey and George Harrison's Something. Well, I seem to be fast approaching my final inclusion to this one programme devoted entirely to the songwriters, their songs and the artists who brought their contribution to us from the UK side of the Atlantic. If I think of the outstanding British contribution and supremacy the Brits have given to the world of music, and particularly musical theatre, Andrew Lloyd Webber is clearly out in front. From the mid-1960s to the present day, no British composer has made such an impact on musical theatre since Ivor Novello in the 1930s and 40s. So, from his many shows, how to choose one song to represent all of them? Impossible, frankly. Something from Phantom, Cats, Evita, Starlight Express. The choice is staggering. In the end, I settle for a song from Aspects of Love, first heard in the 1989 West End production. Here's Marty Webb and Love Changes Everything.
Love changes everything. Hands and faces, earth and sky. Love changes everything, how you live and how you die. Love can make the summer fly, or a night seem like a lifetime. Yes, love changes everything. Now I tremble at your name. Love changes everything.
Marty Webb and Love Changes Everything, the song that made number two in the 1989 charts for Michael Ball. Well, that's it, folks, for another week. I hope you'll join me next time when I shall return to the golden years, represented in the main by the Great American Songbook, when I shall focus on the great American song, Stylists. So, try not to miss it. Before I go, my usual reminder for anyone who might wish to comment, no change, direct to me via email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by any other conventional methods via Campus FM. And this program can be heard again when it joins the others on webcasts in approximately a week's time. Samuel again joins me from the other side of the microphone in thanking you all for being with us. And I thank him for keeping it all together technically once again. So until the next time, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.